The epistle appointed to be read for the Feast of Corpus Christi is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and giving thanks, broke and said, "Take ye and eat. This is my body which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me." In like manner also the chalice after he had supped, saying, "This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink of the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord." And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, "My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same shall also live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. This is the bread that came down from heaven. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. Words taken from today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Gabriel Gargam was born in 1870 of good Catholic parents. But by the age of 15, Gabriel had lost his faith. He took a job traveling with a railway company. Years later, in December of 1899, when he was in his 30s, Gabriel was carrying out his duties on board a train when the train on which he was traveling from Bordeaux to Paris collided with another train at 50 miles per hour. The terrible train accident left Gabriel paralyzed. Gabriel was thrown 52 feet from the train. He lay in the snow, badly injured and unconscious for the space of 7 hours. He was paralyzed from the waist down. He was barely alive when lifted onto a stretcher. And after 8 months, he had wasted away to a mere skeleton weighing only 78 pounds. He could take no solid food and receive nourishment by a tube only once every 24 hours. Doctors testified that the man was a hopeless cripple for life. Previous to his accident on the train, Gabriel had not been to church for 15 years. His aunt, who was a nun of the Order of the Sacred Heart, begged him to go to Lourdes. He refused. After the continuous pleading of his mother, however, he consented to go. It was now 2 years since the accident, and during that whole time, he had never once left his bed. He was carried on a stretcher to the train. The exertion caused him to faint, and for a full hour he was unconscious. They were on the point of abandoning the pilgrimage, as it looked as if he would die on the way, but his mother insisted, and so the journey was made. They arrived in Lourdes at 7 a.m. on August 20th, 1901. That morning, he had a remarkable spiritual conversion. For after 15 to 20 years, he finally made it back to confession, and he was able to receive Holy Communion. But there was no change in his physical condition. In the afternoon of the same day, he was carried to the pool to be bathed in the water of Lourdes. But instead of finding relief, his condition only worsened. The exertion threw him into a swoon, and he lay apparently dead. And after a time, as he did not revive, he was thought to be dead. On the way back to the hotel, his mother and the nurse, along with the stretcher bearers carrying Gabriel, noticed a procession of the Blessed Sacrament approaching, and they stood aside to let it pass, having placed a cloth over the face of the man whom they supposed to be dead. And as the priest passed by them, carrying the sacred host in the monstrance, he gave a blessing to the sorrowful group around the covered body. And as he did so, immediately there was a movement from under the covering. To the amazement of the bystanders, the body raised itself to a sitting position, and Gabriel said in a full, strong voice, "Help me. I can walk. I feel I can walk." These were his first spoken words since his accident. He got up and stood straight, walked a few steps, and said that he was cured. As Gabriel had on him only invalid's clothing, he made his way back to the hotel, and there he was soon dressed, and proceeded to walk around as if he had never been hurt. For 2 years, hardly any food had passed his lips, but now he sat down to the table and he ate a full meal. On August 20th, 1901, 60 prominent doctors examined Gabriel. Speaking on behalf of the commission, Dr. Bossari first noted the physical impossibility that the invalid could walk. Since, he said, he had no leg muscles after some 20 months of total paralysis of both legs and had had no solid food. Gabriel again stood up in front of the array of doctors and walked in front of them without any difficulty. Thereupon, the doctors pronounced him entirely cured, but were unable to explain the nature of the cure. Gabriel, out of gratitude to God and the Holy Eucharist and Our Lady, consecrated himself to the service of the invalids at Lourdes. And for over 50 years, he returned annually to Lourdes and worked as a stretcher bearer. The golden jubilee of his cure was the occasion of a remarkable celebration during the French National Pilgrimage in 1951. Gabriel sat in a chair in the Rosary Square, surrounded by 1,500 sick people and 50,000 other pilgrims, while a description of his twofold miracle was given by a celebrated apologist. And his last visit to the shrine was in August 1952, and he died the following March at the age of 83. This evening, my dear friends, we celebrate with a solemn High Mass and procession following the glorious feast of Corpus Christi. The gospel for this feast is taken from St. John, who writes, "This is the bread that came down from heaven. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." And commenting on this passage, Cornelius Alipede writes, "The one who receives the Eucharist shall live forever, because in truth he partakes of God and the deity, who continually breathes into him his own life." St. Cyril says that the body of Christ quickens, for it is the body of none other than of the life itself. The body of Christ, Corpus Christi, therefore, is worthy of our adoration. St. Thomas Aquinas says, "What can be more excellent than this sacrament? For in it the substance of the bread and wine are changed into that of the body and blood of Christ." He says it is the greatest of all the sacraments because it contains Christ himself substantially. And so in celebrating Corpus Christi, we give thanks to our Lord on this day for giving himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. Our Lord Jesus Christ offered up his life for our salvation. His sacred body received the brutal lashes of the scourging. His sacred head was pierced with a crown of thorns. His hands and feet were fixed with nails to a cross. A lance was driven into his side, piercing the sacred heart. And all this did our Lord suffer for our salvation. He underwent the tortures of his passion that he might save us from sin and death. And so we pray in the Anima Christi, "Body of Christ, save me." So powerful is the Holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. So powerful is the Blessed Sacrament that Gabriel was instantaneously cured of his paralysis as the priest blessed him with the sacred host in the monstrance. And his miracle was twofold. For it was only upon his spiritual conversion, that is, after a space of around 15 to 20 years of having been away from the sacraments, particularly confession and Holy Communion, that it was only after he returned to the state of sanctifying grace that God chose to work the second miracle, that of restoring him to full physical health, from being paralyzed to walking instantly. This story is just one other proof of the power of the Blessed Sacrament. But it also shows the necessity of praying, working, and sacrificing for the conversion of others. Gabriel's aunt, who was a nun of the Order of the Sacred Heart, we know prayed fervently for his conversion. His own mother was the one he finally listened to go to Lourdes. How we ought to continue praying and sacrificing for the conversion of those who are in need. And finally, Gabriel, in thanksgiving to God, spent the next 50 years carrying the sick on stretchers at Lourdes. And may we also not forget our gratitude to our blessed Lord for the many favors that we have received. Our Lord has many more favors in store for us, but we must ask Him. Ask Him tonight, as we kneel before Him, to grant you the graces you need. Speak to Him as you would a friend. Tell our Lord that without His help, you can do nothing, and that you need His help, that you need His grace, that you are entirely dependent upon Him. We know that without God's grace, we would be among the most miserable of sinners. We believe it. We have heard it many times. And once in a while, we even tell ourselves that without God, we would be ruined. And God knows this. He knows our weaknesses, faults, failings. He knows very clearly our tendency to evil. He knows this more perfectly than we do. He is infinitely more aware than we are that without His grace, we will be counted among the worst of sinners. But even though God knows this, even though He perfectly realizes how much we depend on Him, nevertheless, our Lord wants to hear us say that we need Him. He wants us to tell Him that we depend upon Him, that we need His help. We require His grace. How many things there are that we stand in need of. And who greater than the Savior of the world, the one and only true God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who more than He can grant us the graces we need? As we kneel then before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament tonight, renew to Him the pledge of your baptism to live a good Catholic life. And as we process with our Lord this evening, remember that just as our Savior healed Gabriel of his paralysis while the body of Christ was raised above him in the monstrance, so too does our Lord desire to grant us the graces that we need. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.